Dissent in Times of War. The great writer Mark Twain, when vice president of the Anti-Imperialist League, once said, "I am an anti-imperialist. I am opposed to having the eagle put its talons on any other land." That was in the year 1900. If the recent anti-Bush demo in London shows anything, it is that dissent is coming back. If the president must behave so sheepishly in the cities of America's closest ally, then the Iraq adventure really isn't going well. Although there have been spirited demonstrations in the U.S. since the start of armed conflict, they have rarely reached the size and zest of the pre-war demos. It suggests several things. Most Americans felt funny about protesting after the armed conflict began. And many felt demoralized when the massive pre-war demos didn't stop the government from going forward anyway. Deep in the American psyche is a nationalism that is expressed as obedience to those in power. The state depends on this instinct and draws strength from it. The great dissenters in U.S. life often had to do so against popular opinion. Also, they have been almost whited out of history so that we know little of their resistance. Mark Twain was one of the most popular writers in America, and his fiction is at the heart of American literature. Yet he was a staunch opponent of U.S. military adventures at the dawn of the 20th century and proudly opposed such militarism. Naturally, the establishment questioned his patriotism. In one of his novels, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court, Twain gave eloquent voice to his brand of loyalty. Quote, "You see, my kind of loyalty was loyalty to one's country, not to its institutions or its office holders. The country is the real thing, the substantial thing, the eternal thing. It is the thing to watch over, to care for, and be loyal to. Institutions are extraneous. They are its mere clothing, and clothing can wear out, become ragged, cease to be comfortable, cease to protect the body from winter, disease, and death. To be loyal to rags, to shout for rags, to worship rags, to die for rags, that is loyalty to unreason. It is pure animal. It belongs to monarchy, was invented by monarchy. Let monarchy keep it." Unquote. That's from Howard Zinn's Artists in Times of War, published by Seven Stories. Twain was a prominent protester against the U.S. war in the Philippines. Most Americans recognize the name of Helen Keller and think of her as an exemplar of the disabled. She, too, was a proud anti-war activist, a feminist, and a socialist. The great black poet, Langston Hughes, used his artistic gifts to protest U.S. militarism abroad and racism at home. Those artists and thinkers whom we admire today, long after their passing, were criticized by the state because they dissented from government policy. They did not leave important issues like war to the likes of politicians. When we look around us, we see candidates from the Democratic Party vying for president who sound like they are to the right of Bush. Several of them, as senators, surrendered their congressional war powers to the president. Several voted for the $87 billion to fund the Iraq occupation. They promise a more robust military presence there. Few have dared to actually oppose the occupation. They're caught in the trap of Bush's making. With the possible exception of Reverend Al Sharpton and Dennis Kucinich, few have announced their intention to pull out of the Iraq debacle. Meanwhile, a recent classified CIA document warns that the Iraqi resistance is growing and deepening. According to published accounts, the popular Shiites in the south are seriously contemplating joining the Sunnis in the center in guerrilla attacks against the Americans. This suggests a level of nationwide resistance that the U.S. has never seen in the country. Dissent, to paraphrase the African-American Muslim imam and political prisoner Jamil Alameen, is as American as apple pie. A needless war continues to wage in Iraq, a war that never should have begun. Yet, dissent is growing. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.